Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike De La Hoz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The first baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting 8th. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pilarczyk moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Smith reaches second base with a double. Pilarczyk scores. Minoso moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Hoz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Romano moves to third. Mike De La Hoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Hoz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Mudcat Grant. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Essigian. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox bunts towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Hoz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Hoz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carey moves to second. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essigian hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pilarczyk. Essigian reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 0 for 1 in the game. De La Haz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 2 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive to left field. Francona throws towards third. Phillips fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Phillips. Fox moves to third. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Temple moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Temple moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. Pearsall scores. Francona moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to home to get Francona. Power moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Power scores. SEGN moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Turk Lown now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Allen, and towards De La Haas, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a pop-up towards short. De La Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Haas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike De La Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. De La Haas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis pinch hits for Al Pilarczyk. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 0-for-3 in the game. De La Haz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Bob Allen. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to third. De La Haz moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Barry Latman now pitching. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a pop-up towards short. De La Haz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turk Laun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laun is 0-for-1 in the game. Laun hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Haz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.